Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're coming to grips with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending December 10th, 2016. It's been an active week with two of our top five positions seeing newcomers. That's a 40% turnover. Let's open in fifth place where Zay Hilfiger and Zayon McCall jump three slots with Juju on that beat. We'll meet them in a moment.
Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat, okay. Juju on that, juju on that, juju on that beat. Now slide, chop, hit them for no stop, ayy. Don't stop, ayy, don't stop, ayy. Run a man on that beat, ayy, run a man on that beat.
Zay Hilfiger and Zayon McCall jump three slots to number five with their viral video dance hit, Juju on that beat, TZ Anthem. These two teenaged rappers from Detroit jumped to fame via YouTube. Homemade videos by a dance troupe and a high school volleyball player kickstarted the viral trend, which earned this song 37 million Spotify streams in its first month of release. Everyone from Fifth Harmony to Chris Brown danced on video to this song, and now the pair is making an album after signing to the Atlantic label. Also new to the list, but not the countdown, is Bruno Mars. He's back after 4 years, but did he ever really leave? I'll have more after 24K Magic.
Put your pinky rings up to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe so clear. Look out. Pop, pop, it's showtime.
Bruno Mars pumps it up two slots to fourth place with the title track from his third album, 24K Magic. It's a nostalgia-driven dance hit, much like Bruno's multi-platinum smash with Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk. That song topped charts around the world in 2015, while Bruno opened 2016 by appearing with Beyoncé in the Super Bowl halftime show. It's been 4 years since he dropped an album, but he certainly kept himself in the spotlight. Our third-place act dropped his album on November 25th, and good things happened. We'll catch up with The Weeknd after Starboy.
Look what you've done. I'm a starboy. Look what you've done. I'm a starboy.
The Weeknd and Daft Punk hold steady in third place with Starboy. Now, this song hasn't yet topped the Hot 100, but it just shattered Spotify's record for the most streams in a single day. The service confirmed the new record on November 29th. Meanwhile, the Starboy album appeared on November 25th and just opened at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. It enjoys the year's third largest opening week, behind Drake's Views and Beyoncé's Lemonade. The Chainsmokers and Halsey hold in second place with their former champ Closer, and a Grammy may be in the Chainsmokers' future. Hold on for more.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Chainsmokers and Halsey hold in second place with their former 12-week champ, Closer. The Grammy nominations appeared on Tuesday, and the Chainsmokers are up for a Best New Artist trophy. They're competing against Kelsea Ballerini, Chance the Rapper, Maren Morris, and Anderson .Paak. The 59th Annual Grammy Awards Ceremony takes place on February 12, 2017. How do we know our top song, Black Beatles, has become a cultural phenomenon? Because a real Beatle just got involved. Details in a moment.
That girl is a real crowd, please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly.
Ray Sremmurd and Gucci Mane share the Hot 100 title for a third week with Black Beatles. Not only has former Beatle Paul McCartney participated in the Mannequin Challenge, he actually met and chatted with the rap duo at the Coachella Festival. We'll meet again in 7 days for an all-new hit list. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.